Welcome to the podcast of Trailblazers Incorporated, where we share the stories of trailblazing tradeswomen in hopes to inspire others to join the trades. Thanks everyone for joining us for another podcast of Trailblazers Inc. Today we are with Cheryl Tompkins, who is an insulator out of Local 110, Heat, Frost, and Allied Workers out of Edmonton, Alberta. Thank you for joining us, Cheryl. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself, that would be great.
I actually started with Local 110 back in 2008. I got my ticket in 2013, I believe. Love what I do. I'm not just an insulator. I'm a mom, a grandma, a farmer. have tons of hobbies when I have my time. But yeah, I absolutely love what I do for a job.
How did you get started and why did you choose insulators?
It's kind of a weird story. Met up kind of for a date, and we didn't hit it off, but a friendship did, and we got talking about my past work history. He thought with my work ethic and the things I've done in the past, I would be good at insulating. So he got me the interview with the Union Hall, and I've been with 110 ever since.
Well, that's an interesting way to start, right? So it's actually through a friend.
Yes.
That's a good way to start.
Yep.
That's a good way to start. And how far have you explored your trade?
Oh, I've held about every position except for GF. I've been a superintendent. I'm a red seal. I've been a foreman. I've been a job steward. Currently I am night shift foreman. I run the night shift for DMS Industries out here in Portage la Prairie. And they have several more jobs for me to go to. And I've found a company that does promote women within the trade. And they treat you extremely well.
That's really good to hear. We're hearing more and more about those companies, but you know, I think once we get the ball rolling, hopefully all of the companies will follow suit, right?
Exactly. And yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get more women on with this company as I get, as my career goes with these guys. So, I know most of the safety department is women. Yeah, I haven't met them all yet, but.
No, it's good.
Eventually I will.
What's the percentage of women on the job site do you think you have right now? Total day and night shift. Do you have any idea?
Insulators?
No, just women, tradeswomen on the job site.
From what I'm told, there's quite a few on day shift. I've seen probably a dozen on night shift. There's a lot less people on nights, which is, I have the freedom to roam around. So I've gotten to meet a few electricians, pipe fitters. But that's pretty much, I think, one welder on nights here so far.
That's great. No, that's really good. And I know how I met you is through the Build Together Committee. You and I are both members of Build Together, which is the building trades, women of the building trades of Alberta. So I think our committee is now about 13 or 14 members. So that's really great. I've been a member for 2 years, I think now. How long have you been a member, Cheryl?
Since it started.
So how long is that? I have
I've lost track.
Long time.
I've been with it since day one.
Okay, that's good.
Was it 4 years, 5 years?
Okay.
Something like that.
That's really great. That's good. So what is your favorite aspect of your trade of choice? What's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do? Material wise? Oh, I don't know.
Well, you could say foreman, if foreman is your favorite thing to do.
I like being the she boss. Yeah. It's always fun. seem to have less issues. I don't know if that's a fear factor or not. I'm not sure, but I don't know. I like everything I do. I could be on the tools. I'm just as happy. Supervision. I always try to make it light, fun, productive. I actually have a really good group of guys. I know most of them. And the camaraderie between us all is just wonderful.
That is a common thing with all the tradeswomen that I've spoken to, that you are my seventh podcast, and all of them say it's the friendship, the partnership, the people you meet, and the camaraderie at work. And although camaraderie is, I mean, I don't want people to think that camaraderie overtakes, we ignore safety and we have nothing but fun. It's always within safe means, and I miss the camaraderie because I haven't been in that kind of atmosphere for a couple of years now. So I truly miss that. So I totally hear you there. That's fantastic. Now tell me, were there any obstacles that you had to overcome along the way? You said you're a mom,
Oh,
right? That was one of my
yeah.
issues.
I was lucky. My girls were grown up when I started in the trades and on their own. But how could I? Being accepted, having to prove that I can do the exact same job a man can. I might, when it comes to lugging materials, have to take a couple more trips, but it got done. The fact that I can delegate, organize, all that stuff. I had to prove myself time and time again on each job until I got to be well known. And it's usually for my personality. Go figure.
I understand, because I've been there too, having to prove yourself time and time again. But your character does shine through, right? And I think that's why, you see so much success, because you're there, you're focused on your task, you do it as professionally as you possibly can, and obviously that's working for you. You've been a foreman several times, supervision, and the list goes on and on, right? So no, that's fantastic. Now, did you have other women that were in the trades while you were on your way up, like through your apprenticeship, that you could look to for support?
One lady, but I wasn't with her long. Linda Belova, an older lady, and we worked very well together. She didn't let me take any crap off the guys or anything like that. She was an inspiration, actually. But as for other women, there wasn't many. And I just didn't have that until I met Linda.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've become that, right? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're trying to bring more women in, and you are that woman in the trades that everybody else can look to. So good on you for taking that, because I find, and you and I on the build together committee, we always talk about support for other women, right? When you see a woman in that role, you feel better supported, more likely to stay in the trade, more likely to join the trade if you can see a woman in it, right? So yeah. Good on you for doing that, for sure. So now tell me, what does a day in the life of Cheryl look like?
Oh, because I have Miss Emma with me, my adopted dog.
I can just see the
We are up
dog just
early,
over your shoulder there.
long
You can just
before. Yeah, she's passed out. Food comatose. I did it on purpose, actually. We're up early. We're out for our walk. My days are 11 hours for the crossovers with day shift. I'm usually in even earlier than that, so he can get away on time. Oh, we, I have to, I do my own safety meetings because you know yourself, like a lot of the time, safety talks aren't relevant to your trade. So I've chosen to do my own. Make sure the work front is ready. I'm constantly on the go, usually at work, unless I choose to sit down and do my bit of paperwork and make sure everybody's safe and got supplies. And then when it's time to come home to my hotel room, it's Emma time again. Let her out. Come on, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a run. And between my work and Miss Emma, when I'm on the road, it's fairly busy.
It is. That does sound very busy, but very typical. Very typical. What is your stretch? Do you have, are you on like a 24-day stretch, or what is your shift?
Right now we have 5/10s. Just waiting for more releases for the guys, and then after in the new year, I think we are going to either 6/10s or 7/10s.
And you're going to have a break for Christmas, I hope.
Yeah, they're saying the 22nd, but I ain't holding my breath. My work crew will depend on if we're working the weekend. Some are going to want to go home early for their families, which, yeah, I'll sign the LOA. I understand. I'll have to be here till the end, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I always used to before I had a kid, and now your kids are adults, so maybe you feel the same way. I always used to work those extra shifts so that they could be at home with their family. So I hear you there. Yeah, I totally get that.
No, I got daughter and two granddaughters living with me, so yeah, has to be home for Christmas.
Yes, you do have to be home. You can't miss out on that time. That time is too precious for sure, for sure. Okay, so next question on the list is, do you have any advice for others that may be looking to join the trades?
Advice for joining the trades. Be yourself. Be yourself. Have a good work ethic. Strive to be the best. If you need advice, find another female coworker or whomever and lean on them a little bit if you have to. It's not a sign of weakness. It's trying to get the insight and hopefully support you need.
That sounds like great advice. Great advice. Thank you so much. I'm just looking at my sheet here, and I hope there's two things I'd like to point out that I'm not sure if we did point out or not. We did point out that you're currently a foreman, which I think is really fabulous, but it's not your first time, so no surprise to you. But kudos to you for that. And you've been in the trade for 12 years. I don't know if we mentioned that. I think that's really important to point out. Now you have final remarks. So if there's anything else that I have not mentioned that you'd like to mention, or if there is any last words of advice or anything you'd like to say, go Edmonton Oilers, anything like
Oh
that.
gosh, no. I was a hockey mom. I'm done with that. Just basically, ladies, do the best you can. Find a way. Where there's always a problem, there's always a solution. It's a matter of finding it. If you can't find it by yourself, brainstorm with somebody else. I know I had to in the trades, and it helped a lot.
Yeah.
But have the tenacity. Go for the gold.
Well, and if you can't find a way to try the trades, there's lots of programs, right? There's lots of ways. Like you said, you had a friend who suggested it, who took you to apply, right? So if it's interesting, I always say if there's an interest in trying a particular trade, especially if there's like to me, welding was my thing, right? Go to the welding hall or find a friend that is a welder or something like that, right? You and I probably, I'm going to guess where I think we're similar in age. In high school, this wasn't offered to me. I didn't, nobody said to me, hey, why don't you join the shop class? Well, I don't even know if there was even a, I mean, there was a shop class, but I don't know if welding was in the shop even. I know there was auto body, but nobody ever said, hey, why don't you do that to me ever.
I was the reason the boys were mad at me in school because I fought for girls having half of the year in shop.
Good for
instead of
you.
just straight Mac. I think that was what, grade 8 or 9. And I said, well, why aren't the guys learning how to cook? And so I want to learn motors. I want to learn woodworking. I want to learn. And I had to take it to the school board.
Good for you for doing that. I'm pretty young to do that, but good for you. But that kind of strength that early on really doesn't surprise me about you. Like I don't know you very well, but I have had the pleasure of sitting, you know, in a few meetings with you, whether it's virtual or in person. And it doesn't surprise me, you know, that kind of strength that you're talking about, but good for you. So obviously you were successful, and I bet you changed things for years to come.
Oh, I was the mouthpiece. Don't worry. Back then. Still am now when I see something going on. Cause I mean, even here at the hotel via Emma, I've been meeting a lot of people. Next door is a government training center. So, I mean, I've even discussed with the head lady there, like about the trades. Manitoba is short on tradespeople. So, I mean, I've given her my build together card. If somebody wants to get into insulating, I can talk to them about it, make my time. Or I'm here in Manitoba. And it's reaching out. I try as much as possible. I just tell everybody, text me, please. And I'll find time with everything else I have on the go. But yeah, it's just reaching out. I said, she has women, even men, I don't care. If they want to learn something about the trades, I'll help as much as I can. That's, yeah, like I can. But I mean, that's all it takes is a helping hand.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And good on you for doing that. You know, there's a lot of people that just, work in the trades, they keep to themselves and they do their thing and they go home at night. But people like you and I are really trying to share the word. I mean, and there are a lot of men out there that don't consider the trades either. They're, whether it's their family or they've got that, you know, the trade has that stigma of being ugly and dirty and awful and terrible and you won't be happy. Well, I've talked to so many, I do the podcasts with women, but they're not, all the podcasts aren't all going to be with women. I have a few men that are lined up to do the podcast as well, but you know, it's not that bad. It's great pay. We only go to school for 2 months a year. For my trade is only 3 years. I'm not sure how many years insulators is. Is it 3 or 4?
They were talking about putting it back to 4, but it's only 8 weeks out of a year.
Exactly.
Of actually going to school. So, I mean, you work to afford to go to school, you get reimbursed for most of your schooling by your union hall. You're not going deep in debt like university and college. If you have the hand skills and you know, a little bit upstairs, most people do very well at the trades.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people that have been to university and have that huge student loan, that big debt, come to the trades after all, because the career that they decided they don't enjoy, or there's not enough work, or the pay is not good enough, and they're trying to pay off their debt, and they end up really loving the trades and staying with us. So that's another thing that can be said for the trades. We need to kind of lose this stigma that it's not a good place to be, or that it's for people that are stupid. You have to be good at math in the very least to be in the trades. You have to be creative. You have to be able to do a proper professional job. I mean, I'm a welder. You're an insulator. Our trades do go hand in hand sometimes, because usually what I weld needs to be insulated, and we work together, usually not side by side, maybe not together, but we're all part of this big team. Right. And, if you do the job wrong, you're going to get fired. So you do have to be very professional, right? You know that as well as I do. It's just the same, you know, discipline, right? You need to be disciplined and do your job to the best of your ability. So losing that stigma too is really fantastic. So, you know, every little bit that we do helps that, right? So good on you for doing what you're doing. Obviously you're very professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been a foreman, a supervisor. It's so good on you. So I'm very glad that we met and then we continue on to be friends and to be on the same committee together, right? Build Together is doing things. We're making changes. We're making waves, right? So we're just going to get bigger, better, stronger, faster. I always say, right?
Maybe our next shirt should include capes on the back.
And hope. Yeah, we could do that. I mean, I might not be really vocal periodically with at our meetings, but sometimes I come up with some ideas that I really want to fight for. Plow forward on them. It's all we can do.
That's right. Yeah. And it's people like you and I that speak up, that get involved, that stand our ground and shout out loud, that make the big, that make the changes happen. So.
Yep. And I'm old enough. I really don't give a hoot.
I'm at that age now too. Next year's going to be a big one for me. So I cannot wait. It's celebration time. Mm. It's a milestone for me next year. So yeah, the older you get, the less you care about what other people think. But I honestly don't think I ever cared what anybody thought. I didn't care if anybody thought it was strange to become a woman welder. I thought, well, why wouldn't I? I love it.
Well, it's like my old Uncle Dal. And call him up and said, hey, I've decided I'm going to be a taxidermist and a meat cutter when I grow up. He goes, okay. Because he was actually the one who started me. I was 9, 10? He looked at me, he says, you're not going to be like my sisters. You're not going to be dependent on a man for everything in life. You're going to know how to do things. And right from the get-go, I'm out there. So I skinned my first bear when I was 9, 10. So when I said I was going to be taxidermist, he's like, okay, do I get a family discount? That was his main thing.
Family discount. No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I can't relate to anything of what you're saying. I'm totally a vegan. So I know nothing about skinning anything and eating anything or taxidermy or any of it. But, you know, our differences is what makes the world a wonderful, happy place, right?
Yeah. Well, back then, there you didn't see women doing that. So, I mean, I've been non-traditional pretty much right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too. But, you know, I'm not, you know, people don't, you know, people that hear you say that, that know you probably aren't surprised. People that know me probably aren't surprised to hear that I used to play with Lego and cars and, like, you know, the adventure people. I do have Barbies. I still get a Barbie every year for Christmas. Of course, I don't play with it. It's all in the, you know, I save them all. But no, I was Lego and cars and getting dirty and digging and, you know, riding bikes with the boys and stuff when I was really, really little. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Tomboy for sure.
My uncles didn't buy me Barbies. They bought me the big ass Tonka toys that you could sit on. Nice. Like the dump truck, excavator. Yeah, they're bound determined. But no. No, they started me off with a chainsaw at the age of 12.
Good.
So like I was out. Well, back then it was, you know, you're out back helping like everybody else, you know, getting the wood for the furnace back in the Maritimes for the winter. And yeah, you worked alongside everybody else.
Right. Period. Where did you grow up? You are East Coast. I forgot. I read that somewhere. It must have been your Facebook page. Where were you born? New Brunswick? No.
I lived in Havelock, New Brunswick. Okay. Blink, you'll miss it. Seriously, blink, you'll miss it. But I think there's maybe two stop signs in town. Hey, if I remember right, that's it.
I have friends in Caraquet in New Brunswick, and I just finally got there last year to visit. It is beautiful there. I could tell anywhere on the East Coast, if I was to live anywhere else in Canada, it would be the East Coast. It's just beautiful. I'm not fond of winter though, so I'm not sure if that would go over very well because you guys get brutal winters.
Yeah, but the thing is, New Brunswick is very laid back, calm, take it at your pace type of deal. If you noticed, nobody's really in a big rush.
No, nobody's in a rush. I really loved it. I got to go to Moncton. I didn't go to Caraquet. I went to Moncton and I met them there. So beautiful town. It's very, is it a city? City, town, whatever. Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
City.
Mm-hmm. I think I drove from Charlottetown, and I had to go over that big giant bridge. That was something else too.
Yeah, if you drive in a truck, you can see over top. If you drive in a car, you don't see much.
I didn't see much, but I'm afraid of heights. The older I get, the more afraid of heights I am. And I was having a little trouble. I was having a little trouble on that bridge. It was like, okay, are we at the other end yet? Starting to sweat a little. Anyways, yeah. Cheryl, I appreciate you taking the time to do a podcast with me. Sharing your story is so important to inspire other women to join the trades, other people to join the trades, right? We're trying to inspire anyone that has not considered the trades to consider it, for sure. And there's a wide variety of trades too. And that's why it's really important to share the stories of a lot of tradeswomen as well. Like, you're an insulator, right? I have done a lot of plumbers and pipe fitters and welders because those are the people that I know. So if you know anybody that would share their story with me of any other trade, please let me know. Tell them about me and connect us together. I'm going to end the call now, but stick around after I stop recording, because I send swag to anybody that does a podcast with me. So I want to, you know, discuss that with you. So thank you very much for sharing your story and taking the time. I know you don't get much time off, so I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And you take care and stay warm in Winnipeg.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and check us out at trailblazersinc.ca.